Spotless into Perfection by Rebecca Lee. Chapter 1. Picture the perfect boyfriend, his hand reaching for your fingertips as you step into the hall. Smooth complexion, not a spot, no marks of the sun in his face, and thick shiny hair. He looks so nice. He owns the place. His gaze from the side, you can feel it, at the same time as you feel the looks of envy from every single girl in that room. The perfect boyfriend leads you through a place full of sharks and places you by a window where no harm can come to you. He keeps a light conversation, no awkward silence, and no bad odor coming from his breath, obviously. His lips are thick, but not too thick. There's no painted look about him. His dark, intelligent eyes pulls you further into his world. You laugh together, making everyone wonder what the joke is. It's a secret, of course. A perfect couple's magic, shining all night long in the face of others. I should be able to get that moment. I should be able to get a person like that. How hard can it be? After all, I live in the mighty. It's the place of your dreams, a small town in the clouds where rich old families live. Gracious families. Gracious is what my name means. I'm supposed to have a perfect boyfriend for the spring festival, but I don't. Most of my friends are all set, but not me. I'm Anne Song, from the mighty, the highest level of communities, and I can't get a date for a party. It sucks. There's no doubt about it. People living in the mighty have no jobs. It's not out of laziness. It's because we don't have to. Laziness is what people on solid ground suffer from. They cheat and steal. Only a few of them go to work in filthy factories. They live in scruffy buildings. The mighty is a place for people who have earned their fortune because they belong to rich families important to the kingdom. My family, the Songs, is such a family, and I used to be so proud of us. But this day is not a day of glory. I walk to the escalator with my head down, not noticing the beautiful chestnut flowers around me. I have a meeting in real life. Normally, I like such meetings. I get to choose my best clothes, use my best makeup, and take out my pass for the escalator. Today, I've done all that, but with a shameful feeling of being small. Anne Song is supposed to feel glorious, not like a tiny rat. I'm a song from the mighty. What's the matter with me? I'll tell you what's wrong. It's the triumph. When you go down the escalator, the first stop is the triumph. It was built a year after the mighty. At first, it was a place for security people and their families, but it grew. It grew into this ultra-modern community for inventors and technical engineers. It's hot. And the worst part is that both of my friends, in fact my only friends, live in the triumph, Sasha and Tegan. They never rest in their task to boost themselves and their community. I know they think badly of the mighty because it's calm and old-fashioned. I hate it when they go on about the latest invention of their town. But what can I do? It's two against one. I show my pass to the guards and move slowly down the escalator. It's the biggest staircase in the world. It feels like floating in total silence. There's no annoying music like in the elevator, which is why I always use the escalator, even though it's a lot slower.